Will you please turn to the Gospel according to John?
请我们一同翻到约翰福音。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
We'll read from verse 24 to verse 26.
我们从二十四节读到二十六节。
John chapter 12, verse 24.
约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Verily, verily, I say unto you,Except the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bears much fruit.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
He that loves his life.Shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also.Shall be my servants. And if anyone serve me, him shall the Father honor.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts bow before thee.
亲爱的父啊，我们的心在你面前下拜。
Thou hast once again exhibited thy great love towards us.
你再一次向我们显明你的大爱。
Thou hast placed before us.The cross and you crucified.
你将你自己并你钉十字架摆在我们面前。
Dear Lord, thy love has constrained us.
亲爱的主啊，你的爱激励我们。
There is only one way before us.
在我们面前只有一条道路。
We must follow thee.
我们必须要跟随你。
Do show us once again the way of following thee.
主啊，求你再一次向我们显明跟从你的道路。
We want to follow thee as close as possible.
我们要尽可能的亲近的来跟随你，紧紧的跟随你。
Deliver us from the world.
拯救我们脱离世界。
Deliver us from the law.
拯救我们脱离律法。
And deliver us from our flesh.
求你拯救我们脱离我们的肉体。
That our whole being may be possessed by thee.
好叫我们全人被你得着。
May thy name be honored in us.
愿你的名在我们中间得荣耀。
Prepare us for thy return.
预备我们为着你的回来。
Lord, we long to see thee.
主啊，我们渴慕见你的面。
Come quickly.
主啊，愿你快来。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告，阿门。
We thank the Lord for gathering us together these days.
为着这几天主召聚我们在一起，我们感谢他。
Even though we seem to be talking much about the cross,
即便好像我们多半在谈论十字架。
But brothers and sisters, we must remember that it is Him crucified.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们必须记住，乃是他被钉十字架。
He is the one who makes the cross what it is today.
是他使十字架成为今天我们所谈论的十字架。
The cross.Is only a way, a means.
十字架只是一个道路，一个方法。
The only way, the prescribed way of God.
是神所预定那唯一的道路。
And this way will lead us to Christ.
这条路要引导我们到基督面前。
This way will lead us to the eternal purpose of God.
这条道路要引导我们到神永远的旨意里。
So what should be always before us is God's eternal purpose.
所以一直在我们面前该有的乃是神那永远的旨意。
Christ and His church.
基督和他的教会。
So may the Lord through these days.
所以在这几天愿主
By going in the way of the cross, that we may really arrive at God's eternal purpose.
使我们借着走上十字架的道路，我们真能走上并且达到神永远的旨意。
We talk about the cross and the world.
我们谈到十字架与世界。
Why must we be delivered?From the world.
为什么我们需要从世界中被拯救出来
？That Christ may be our world.
好叫基督能够成为我们的世界。
We talk about the cross and the law.
我们也谈到十字架与律法。
Why?
为什么呢
？That Christ, His grace may be our law.
好叫基督与他的恩典能够成为我们的律法。
And we talk about the cross and the flesh.
我们也谈到十字架与肉体。
Why must we be delivered from our flesh?
为什么我们需要从我们自己的肉体中被拯救出来？
Why cannot be ourselves?
为什么我们不能做我们自己呢？
It is because we want Christ to be all and all to us.
乃是因为我们盼望基督成为我们的万有。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Let us have Christ always before our eyes.
让基督永远摆在我们的面前。
And as we look steadfastly upon Christ,
若我们坚定地注视基督
，It will give us strength to take up our cross.And follow him.
那要给我们力量，能够背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
We first talk about the cross and the old man.
我们首先讲到十字架与旧人。
The old man is Adam.
旧人乃是亚当。
But that Adam is a corporate.Person.
但是那个亚当乃是一个团体的人。
All who were born into this world are in Adam.
所有生在这个世上的人都在亚当里。
This was our position before.
这是我们以前的地位。
But thank God, when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
但是感谢神，当我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，The Bible tells us that our old man was crucified with him.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架了。
Thus we are delivered from the power of sin.
因此我们就从罪的权势中得了拯救。
That we may be able to serve our God.
好使我们能够侍奉我们的神。
This is a position that we have in Christ Jesus.
这是我们在基督耶稣里所得着的地位。
We today are no longer in Adam.
今天我们已经不在亚当里了。
We are in Christ Jesus.
我们乃是在基督耶稣里。
And because we are in Christ Jesus,
因为我们在基督耶稣里,
we were dead to sin,
我们向罪死了,
and made alive unto God,
并且我们能够向神活着。
This is a position that we must always maintain by faith.
这是一个我们永远要借着信心来维持的一个地位。
And then we talk about the cross and the flesh.
然后我们就谈到十字架与肉体。
From our position, we now come to our condition.
从我们所在的地位，现在来到我们所在的光景。
From the eternal truth, we now come into experience in the Holy Spirit.
从那永远的真理，我们现在来到在圣灵中的经历。
They who are of the Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lusts.
凡是属基督的人，已经将肉体并肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上了。
We know that the deeds of the flesh, the works of the flesh, are very manifest.
我们知道肉体的行为和它的表现是非常的明显的。
They can easily be seen.
是很容易看出来的。
But thank God those who are in Christ Jesus.
但是感谢神那些凡是在基督耶稣里的人。
They will walk by the Holy Spirit.
他们靠着圣灵而行。
And the Holy Spirit will strive against the flesh.
圣灵就要与肉体相争。
And deliver us from our flesh.
将我们从我们自己的肉体中拯救出来。
That we may live according to the Spirit.
好叫我们能够照着圣灵而活。
And that will be life and peace.
那就是生命与平安。
Now this morning we would like to go a step further.
今天早晨我们要再进一步的来看。
We will fellowship on the cross and the self-life.
我们要交通十字架与己的生命。
The self-life is the life of the flesh.
己的生命就是肉体的生命。
In other words, the cross deals not only with the works of the flesh.
换言之，十字架不仅仅是对付肉体的行为。
The cross will go deeper into the very life of the flesh.
十字架还要更深的来对付那个肉体里面的生命。
Unless the life of the flesh is being touched.
除非肉体的生命被摸到了。
Even though the deeds of the flesh have been dealt with.
即便肉体的行为被对付了。
You find that the work is still unfinished.
我们发现了那个工作还没有完全的完成。
So we find that in the work of the cross of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见我们主耶稣基督十字架的工作。
And the work of the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵的工作。
He will go very deep into the very life of our flesh.
他要进到更深，进到我们肉体的那个生命的里面来做工。
That Christ really will be our very life.
好叫基督真能够成为我们的生命。
Now, in order to understand this,
为要帮助我们能够明白这个,
for the sake especially of the younger people,
特别是为着我们的年轻人,
probably we need to go back to the very beginning.
可能我们需要回到最开始的时候,
and that is to the time when God created man.
就是当神造人的时候,
we find that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7,
我们看见在创世纪第二章第七节中
God used the red earth, the dust of the earth, to form a human body.
神用地上的红土，就是地上的尘土，来造人的身体。
The psalmist said, "Our body is fearfully and wonderfully made."
作诗的人告诉我们说，我们的身体受造是奇妙可畏的。
Think that God could take the most common, cheap material and make a human body, which is a masterpiece.
试想一想，神能够用最平常的、最卑贱的泥土造成一个人的身体，是一个杰作。
And by this body, we have world consciousness.
借着这个身体，我们能够对这个世界有意识。
Because by this body, by the five senses, we are in touch with the world around us.
因为借着身体的五个官能，我们能够与我们周围的世界有接触，有联络。
And the Bible tells us God breathed his breath of life into the nostril of that form.
圣经告诉我们说，神向那个尘土所造的身体的鼻孔吹气。
There is the breath of life coming out of God himself.
从神的里面出来了生命的气息。
And that reaches into that earthly form.
那一个气息就进到了那个属土的身体的形状里。
And that breath of God becomes the spirit of man.
神的那个气息就成了人里面的灵。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
So he breathed into man.
所以他向人吹气。
And that breath becomes the spirit of man.
那个气就成了人的灵。
That man will be able to communicate with God.
好使人能够与神有交通，有联。
So our spirit gives us God consciousness.
所以我们的灵使我们对神能够有意识。
And then when God's breath enters into that earthly form, a third element was formed.
当那个气息进到这个属土人的身体的形状里面的时候，第三样东西被形成了。
And the Bible said, man became a living soul.
圣经告诉我们说，人就成了有魂的活人。
A living soul.
是一个活着的魂。
Because soul is where our personality dwells.
因为魂乃是我们的个性所在的地方。
With our soul, we know ourselves.
借着我们的魂，我们就认识自己。
It gives us self-consciousness.
它给我们一个自我的意识。
You are what you are.
我们所以成为我所是的。
You know what you are.
我知道我所是什么。
Is because you have a soul.
因为我有一个魂。
Through your thinking.
因为借着人的思想。
Through your emotion.
借着人的情感。
Through your will, your opinion.
借着人的意志，我们的意见。
You express yourself.
我们能够表达我们自己。
So the Bible said man becomes a living soul.
所以圣经告诉我们说，人成为一个活的魂。
There is a created life in man.
在人的里面就有了一个受造的生命。
So there is the created life in our soul.
所以在我们的魂的里面有一个受造的生命。
And make us living.
使我们能够活着。
That is how we are being created.
那是我们怎样被造的。
Now when we are created,
所以当我们被造的时候，
so far as God's order is concerned,
就是神所设定的次序而言，
our spirit should be at the top.
我们的灵必须要在应该在 最上面。
Because it is by our spirit we are in touch with God the Spirit.
因为借着我们的灵，我们能够与神灵能够相交。
Because so far as our soul life is concerned,
因为就着我们魂生命而言，
when it is created,
当它被造的时候，
it is neutral,
它是中性的。
That is to say, it is neither sinful nor righteous or holy.
那就是说，它也不是有罪的，它也不是公义圣洁的。
Because at that time, that living soul does not have the knowledge.Of good and evil.
因为在那个时候，那个活的魂呢，它并没有对是非的知识。
So it has to look to the spirit for direction.
所以它必须要寻求灵来引导它。
It is dependent upon the spirit.
它需要来依靠灵。
And by the spirit, he knows God's will.
借着灵他能够认识神的旨意
that he may be able to obey God
他就能够来顺服神
and work it out in his body
借着他的身体来实行出来
so that was how we were created
那是我们如何受造的光景
and then you remember God put man in the Garden of Eden
我们也记得神将人放在
It is a garden of pleasure.
那乃是一个快乐的园子。
Because God created all kinds of trees.
因为神在那里创造了各样的树木。
All kinds of fruit trees.
各样的果树。
To prepare to be the food for the physical body of man.
预备好来供应人肉身做食物。
And then you remember in the midst of the garden,
我们也记得在那园的中间
God planted a tree.
神种了一棵树
It is called the tree of life.
那称作生命树
Now God has already given people a created life.
神已经给人一个受造的生命
We become living souls.
我们成为活的魂
Now why is it that God should put a tree of life in the midst of the garden?
为什么神要在园的当中种一棵生命树呢?
Because that tree of life represents the very life of God.
因为那生命树代表神自己的生命。
It is the divine life, the uncreated life of God.
乃是神那神圣非受造的生命。
That shows that God's heart is to give his own life to man.
那显出神的心意就是要将他的生命赐给人。
Man was created in the image of God and after his likeness.
人是照着神的形象，照着他的样式受造的。
In other words, in the whole creation, man is the only one who has the capacity of receiving God into him.
换言之，在所有受造之物中间，人是唯一有那个度量能够接受神的。
And it is God's will that man should receive his uncreated life into his created life.
神的旨意乃是要叫人能够接受神那非受造的生命进入他那受造的生命里。
And that will enable him to fulfill all the missions that God has commissioned him.
好使人能够成全神托付给人所有的使命和责任。
And man will fulfill God's purpose for man.
好叫那能够使人来成全神在人身上的目的。
But by the tree of life, God planted another tree.
但是在生命树旁神又种了另一棵树。
It is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那乃是分别善恶知识的树。
Now some people think that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, is a bad tree.
有的时候我们认为呢，那分别善恶知识的树是一棵不好的树。
Because God told man,
因为神告诉人说
，Of all the trees in the garden, you can freely eat.
园中各样树上的果子你可以随意的吃
，including the tree of life.
包含了。生命树的果子
But this tree The tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃。
Because on the day that you should eat thereof, you shall surely die.
因为你吃的日子就必定死。
So people think that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil must be a bad tree.
所以人们就认为呢那分别善恶知识的树它是一棵坏的树。
I wonder if you will agree with me.
我不晓得你同不同意我的看法。
I feel that God will never put a bad tree in that garden of Eden.
我认为神不可能把一棵不好的树放在伊甸园中。
So it cannot be a bad tree.
所以它不可能是一棵坏的树。
To me, I feel it is the second best.
对我而言呢，它可能是第二好的树。
The tree of life is the best.
生命树是上好的。
Because it gave us God's own divine life.
因为它给我们神他自己神圣的生命。
And if we should eat that tree,
若是我们吃那一棵树
that divine life will come into our spirit and become the life of our spirit.
那个神圣的生命要进到我们的灵里面，成为我们灵里面的生命。
And this tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
这一棵分别善恶树的
is actually the food for our soul.
实际上是为着我们的魂做食物的。
As all the other trees are food for our body.
正如同所有其他果树的果子是为着我们身体做食物的。
There is no knowledge that is higher than the knowledge of good and evil.
在智慧知识中间呢，没有比分别善恶的知识是更高的了。
Scientific knowledge,Philosophy, they cannot be compared with the knowledge of ethics of good and evil.
科学或者是哲学都不能，或者是人类的伦理学都不能跟伦理学就是分别善恶的知识来比较。
That tree will be the food of the soul of man.
那一棵树的果子要做人魂的食物。
Because our soul longs for knowledge.
因为我们的魂渴望要得知识。
Our soul is satisfied with knowledge.
我们的魂呢要借着知识来得满足。
With the knowledge of good and evil.
借着那分别善恶的知识。
Now why is it that God forbid man to eat that tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是为什么神又禁止人来吃分别善恶树上的果子呢？
Number one, because he wants us to eat the tree of life.
第一，乃是神要我们人吃生命树上的果子。
Number two,
第二，
because he knows that without the life of God,
因为神知道若是没有神的生命，
and if you have the knowledge of good and evil,
若是我们有了分别善恶的知识，
It will bring you to death.
那就带我们到死地。
Because you know what is good, but you do not have the life, the power to do the good.
因为我们知道什么是善的，但是我们却没有那个生命和能力来行善。
You know what evil is, but you will yield to evil.
我们知道什么是恶的，但是我们却会服在恶之下。
And the result will be death.
那结果就是死。
So that is the reason why.
所以那就是原因。
God wants people to seek after the life of the Spirit.
神要人来寻求灵的生命。
And by that life, he will be able to live to fulfill God's purpose.
借着那一个生命，人能够生活并且成全神的目的。
But if man should take the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是若是人吃了分别善恶树上的果子，
he will himself decide what is good and what is evil.
他就靠着自己来决定什么是善的，什么是恶的。
He will become independent of God.
他就向着神独立了。
And as Satan suggests, you will be God.
正如同撒旦所建议的，你自己就可以做神了。
And the result is death.
那个结局就是死。
But unfortunately, our forefathers.
但是很可惜的，我们的始祖们。
Instead of eating the tree of the knowledge of life.
他们没有吃生命树上的果子。
They took the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
反而吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
And because of that,
因此之故,
the Lord said, On the day that you should eat, you shall surely die.
主说你吃的日子就必定死。
But Adam lived 900 some years.
但是亚当却活了900多年。
And he has many sons and daughters.
并且他有许多的儿女。
In other words, you find his body seems to be living.
换言之，我们看见他的身体好像仍然活着。
And his soul seems to be living.
他的魂也仍然活着。
But what is it that was dead?
那是什么东西死了呢？
His spirit was dead.
他的灵死了。
His spirit lost the ability to communicate with God the Spirit.
他的灵失去了与灵就是神自己交通的那个能力。
What is death?
什么是死亡呢?
Death is the cessation of communication with its proper environment.
死就是一个生命向着它正常的环境隔绝了并且不能交通了。
When the body is dead, it has lost its communication with the world around.
当身体死的时候，他就失去了与他周围世界环境交通的能力。
And when the soul is dead,
当魂死的时候
，then he is dead to himself.
他就向自己死掉。
And when the spirit is dead,
当灵死的时候
，it has lost its communication with God.
他就失去了与神之间的交通。
So you find that in a fallen man.
所以我们看见在堕落的人中。
What is the condition of a fallen man?
什么是堕落的人的光景呢?
You find his spirit is dead.
我们看见他的灵死了。
It doesn't mean that spirit does not exist.
那并不意味着他的灵不存在了。
The spirit is still there.
他的灵仍然在那。
But it has lost its proper function.
但是他失去了他正常的功能。
So that's why you find people can communicate with evil spirits.
所以我们看见人呢能够与邪灵相交。
But they cannot communicate with God, the spirit.
但是却没有办法与灵神自己相交。
So man become flesh.
所以人成了肉体。
Become soul and body without the spirit.
变成仅仅是魂和身体而没有灵了。
And what about the life of man?
那人的生命又如何呢?
You know, in the Bible, sometimes the word soul is used as representing Man.
我们知道在圣经中魂常常被用来代表人。
For instance, when Jacob went into Egypt.
例如当雅各下埃及的时候。
In Genesis it said, 70 souls entered into Egypt.
在圣经里面记载有70个魂他们进入埃及。
Because the soul represents the man.
因为那个魂代表着人。
The soul is I, is me.
魂就是我，就是我自己。
Where my personality dwells.
就是我的性情，我的个性所在的地方。
So you find that after man fell.
所以我们看见当人失败了。
This living soul.
这个活的魂。
The life of that soul.
这个魂的生命。
Is now not only contaminated, but even dominated by sin.
他不仅被罪玷污了，甚至被罪管辖了，辖制了。
And you find that instead of man looking to God for direction,
并且我们看见人不再仰望神来寻求引导。
Man falls into himself.
人堕落到他自己的里面去了。
So, what kind, what nature, what kind of life is that, is there in man?
所以在人里面过什么样的有什么样的性质天性呢？
We find that man is a fallen man.
我们就说人是一个堕落的人。
Man is a man of the flesh.
人成为属肉体的人。
Man is a selfish, self-centered person.
人成为一个自私的，以自我为中心的人。
So self is the very life of the soul.
所以己是魂它里面的那个生命。
That is our situation.
那就是我们的光景。
So brothers and sisters, you find.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见。
If you only deal with the deeds of the flesh.
若是我们仅仅去对付肉体的行为。
It is just like you are dealing with all the branches.
我们好像仅仅在修剪那个树枝而已。
You have to deal with the very root.Of the tree.
我们必须要对付那一棵树的根。
So we find how the cross of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
How does it deal with the very life of our fallen man?
它如何来对付我们的堕落人里面的生命
？The life of the flesh.
就是肉体的生命。
Which is self.
那就是己。
So this is what you find in the Word of God.
这就是我们从神的话语中所看见的。
We find that in the Word of God,
我们在神的话语中看见。
In many, many places,
在许多许多地方。
Life and soul are the same word.
生命和魂是同一个字。
For instance,
举例来说。
Our Lord Jesus said, if you love your life, you will lose it.
我们主耶稣说，若是你爱你的生命，你必丧失你的生命。
And that life can be translated as soul.
那个生命可以被翻作魂。
If you love your soul, you will lose it.
若是你爱你的魂，你必要丧失你的魂。
If you lose your soul in this world for the Lord's sake, you will gain it to eternity.
在这世界上，你是若是为主的缘故丧失你的魂，你就要得着你的魂到永生。
So this matter of soul.And life are one.
所以关于这个魂和生命呢，在圣经里面是同一个字。
And it is actually self.
它实际上就是己。
It is I.
就是我。
It is me.
是我自己。
Myself.
我自己。
So that is our conditions.
所以那就是我们所在的光景。
And you find the cross of our Lord Jesus had to dig deep into the very core, the very life of our flesh.
所以我们看见我们主耶稣基督的十字架要挖得最深，直到我们生命里面的核心，他的生命中间。
This very life of the soul, which is self, must be dealt with.
这一个魂的他自己的生命就是我们的己必须要被对付。
In John chapter 12,
在约翰十二章里
we remember that at the time our Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem for the last time.
我们记得我们主耶稣最后一次进耶路撒冷。
And when he entered into Jerusalem, great crowds followed him.
当他进入耶路撒冷的时候，有极大的群众跟随他。
And even some of the Greeks that came to the festival, they wanted to see Jesus.
甚至有一些来过节的希腊人，他们也在其中，他们想要见耶稣。
It seems as if the whole world now went after.Our Lord Jesus.
似乎是全世界的都来寻找主耶稣。
It was the most glorious time in the life of our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
这乃是我们主耶稣在地上最荣耀的一个时刻。
So when these Greeks asked the help of Andrew and Philip,
所以当这些希腊人他们来寻求安德烈和菲利的帮助的时候
What did our Lord said?
我们主说了什么呢
In chapter 12 verse 23
在十二章二十三节里
But Jesus answered them saying The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Maybe even with the disciples.
可能呢甚至在门徒们中间。
They thought, well, this is the time that our Lord will be glorified.
他们可能认为呢，这就是主得荣耀的时刻。
He will now sit on the throne.
他现在要坐宝座了。
He will rule over the whole world.
他要掌管全世界。
But then strangely, immediately after our Lord said, the time of my being glorified is now here.
但是很稀奇的，在主刚刚说完人子得荣耀的时候到了之后，
He continued and said, Verily, verily, I say to you.
他继续说下去，他说，我实实在在地告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
我实实在在地向你们说。
Except the grain of wheat fall into the ground and died, it abides alone.
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
But if he should die, it will bear much fruit.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
In other words,
换言之,
the time of being glorified to our Lord is His death.
对我们主而言,得荣耀的时刻乃是当他死的时候。
He is the grain of wheat.
他乃是那一粒麦子。
In the whole world, you have only tares, darnels.
在整个世界上我们只看见败子和其余的东西。
Because all who are in Adam are darnels or tares.
因为在整个亚当族类里的生命都是败子的生命。
Our Lord Jesus is the only grain of wheat.
只有我们的主耶稣是那唯一的一粒麦子。
God became man.
是神成为人。
The Word became flesh.
道成为肉身。
And tabernacle among men.
他支搭帐幕在人的中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典和真理。
He is the grain of wheat.
他乃是那一粒麦子。
He said, if the grain of wheat fall into the ground, but abide alone.
他说若是那一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
It fell, he falls into the ground.
他落在地里了。
But it does not die.
若是他没有死。
It abides alone.
他仍然是一粒。
He speaks of himself.
他是讲到他自己。
Because he is the grain of wheat that falls upon the ground.
他乃是那一粒麦子落在地上了。
Because he came into this world.
因为他来到这个世界。
And he take up the form of a man.
他取了人的样式。
But if he should live in this world for 33 years,
但是若是他活在地上33年,
or even shorter than that,
或是比这更短,
he demonstrated to the world what man should be.
他向这个世界显明出来人应该的样式。
What is the man that God is after?
就是神心中所要的人应该的样式。
He demonstrated it.
他把它显明出来。
But if he should die, he should not die.
但是若是他不死的话。
Suppose that on the Mount of Figuration.
好，我们假设若是在变化山上。
And suddenly you find he was transfigured.
我们看见他忽然之间变了形象。
Glory filled him.
荣耀充满了他。
And Moses and Elijah appeared and talked to him.
摩西和以利亚显现与他谈话。
And they were talking about his exit.
他们在谈到他离世的事情。
How will he go out of this world?
他要怎样离开这个世界?
He came into this world by emptying himself, took up the form of a man.
他借着倒空他自己取了人的形象来到地上。
Now how will he be exiting?From this world.
那么他要怎样从这个世界出去离开呢?
They were talking about this matter.
他们是在谈论这件事情。
And as they were talking,
若是在他们谈论的时候,
suddenly Peter, woke up.
忽然之间, 彼得醒过来了。
And he saw that Moses and Elijah were going, to leave.
他看见摩西和以利亚要离开。
And he wanted them to remain.
他希望他们留下来。
So he blurted out.
所以他就喃喃自语。
Lord, it is good to be here.
他跟主说，主啊，在这里真好。
Let us make 3 tabernacles.
让我们搭三座棚子。
One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
And we would just stay here.
我们就留在这里就好了。
And God cut him off.
神打断他的话。
A cloud of glory overshadowed them.
一个荣耀的云彩来遮盖他。
And they heard a voice.
他们听见了一个声
音。This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I have my delight.
我所喜悦的。
Hear him.
要听他。
And suddenly Moses and Elijah disappeared.
忽然之间，摩西和以利亚都不见了。
When they opened their eyes, they see Jesus only.
当他们张开眼睛的时候，他们不见一人，只见耶稣自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
if our Lord Jesus should make his exit from the world on the Mount of Transfiguration,
若是我们主离开，借着在变化山上，他就离开了世界。
Then there will be only the grain of wheat.
那么，在宇宙中就只有那一粒麦子。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Our Lord Jesus refused to make his exit on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们的主拒绝他借着在变化山上变相的时候离开世界。
Instead, he came down from the mountain and faced towards Jerusalem.
反而他下了山，面向着耶路撒冷而去。
Because this grain of wheat not only must fall upon the ground, but it must die.
因为这一粒麦子不仅需要落在地上，并且必须要死。
And if it die, it bears much fruit.
若是它死了，它就结出许多的籽粒来。
In other words,
换言之
the outer shell of that wheat must be decayed.
这一粒麦子的外壳必须要朽坏。
In order that the life within it may be able to come forth.
好使它里面的那个生命能够出来。
And multiplied into many grains.
能够结出许多的籽粒来。
So our Lord Jesus explained this parable to us.
所以我们的主将这一个比喻解释给我们听。
And in verse 25,
在25节
He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Our Lord is the first grain of wheat.
我们的主乃是那第一粒的麦子。
And you find that how he falls into the ground and died.
我们看见他如何落在地上并且死了。
His outer man was decayed.
他的外面的人就腐朽败坏了。
So the life within him was able to be released.
好叫在他里面的生命能够被释放出来。
And then will produce many fruit.
能够结出许多的籽粒。
And you and I are the result of that.
你和我就是那个结果。
The soul life of our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣的魂生命。
Is without sin.
是无罪的。
His soul life is selfless.
他的魂生命是无己的。
But even he must go to the cross and die.
但是即便他这样，他也必须要走上十字架，并且死在那里。
So that his life may be released and be given to all of us.
好叫他的生命能够被释放，并且赐给我们。
Now, how much more that our soul life, our self, must go to death?
那我们岂不更是要 我们自己我们的魂生命必须进入死地。
Because if our soul life does not go to death,
若是我们的魂生命不进入死地，
then the life of Christ in us will have no opportunity to bear fruit.
那么在我们里面基督的生命就没有机会能够结出果子粒来。
So our Lord Jesus said, now if you love your soul life, that is yourself,You will lose it.
所以主耶稣在这里说，若你爱惜自己的生命，就是你的魂生命，你就失掉这个魂生命。
And if you hate your soul life in this world, you will keep it to life eternal.
在这世上，若是你恨恶自己的生命，就是魂生命，你要保守魂生命。
Let us use another illustration.
让我们用另外一个例子说明。
If you will turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们一起来看哥林多前书第四后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
We will read from verse 7.
我们从第七节开始读。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassingness of the power may be of God and not from us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Every way afflicted, but not straitened.
我们四面受敌却不被困住。
Seeing no apparent issue, but our way not entirely shut up.
心里作难却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Cast down, but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus,may be manifested in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
For we who live are always delivered unto death on account of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So that death works in us, but life in you.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we who have believed in the Lord Jesus,
我们这些相信主耶稣的人，
we are but earthen vessels.
我们只不过是瓦器。
Look at ourselves.
我们看看自己。
Even if this body is so wonderfully made,
即便这个身体受造是奇妙可畏的，
and yet it is earthly in nature.
但是 然而它的天本性呢仍然是属地的。
So we are but earthen vessels.
所以我们只不过是瓦器而已。
But thank God he put a treasure in the earthen vessel.
但是感谢神他把那个宝贝放在这瓦器里。
I always wonder,
我常常稀奇。
Now, if you have a treasure,
若是你有一个宝贝的话，
will you put that treasure in an earthen vessel?
你会不会把它放在瓦器里呢？
You will not.
我们不会的。
You will put a treasure maybe in a golden box.
我们可能把它摆在一个金的盒子里。
But that is the wonder of God.
这就是神他的奇妙。
He is willing to put the treasure in the earthen vessel.
他是那样甘愿的把这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And the treasure, of course, is our Lord Jesus.
那个宝贝当然就是我们的主耶稣。
God puts Christ Jesus into you, the earthen vessel, into me, the earthen vessel.
神将宝贝就是他的儿子放在你这瓦器里，也放在我这瓦器里。
But the purpose of putting the treasure there,
神把宝贝放在瓦器里的目的呢，
is not for that treasure just to be kept there unnoticed.
不是要叫那个宝贝放在里面不被留意。
God's purpose is that treasure the surpassing greatness of the power of that treasure may be manifested through the earthen vessel.
神的目的乃是将这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这个莫大的能力，借在这瓦器里。
It is not the power of the earthen vessel.
不是这个瓦器本身的能力。
It is the power of the treasure.
乃是那宝贝的能力。
The earthen vessel is opaque.
这一个瓦器是不透明的。
Only the treasure has a light.
只有那个宝贝它发光。
So God's purpose is that the light of that treasure may be manifested.
神的目的乃是要叫那宝贝的光能够照射显明出来。
That surpassing power may be manifested.
好叫他那莫大的能力被彰显出来。
But how can it be?
但是如何能达到呢？
Because the treasure is hidden in the earthen vessel.
因为这宝贝是藏在瓦器里。
Unless that earthen vessel has cracks.
除非那个瓦器有了裂缝。
Unless that earthen vessel is broken.
除非这个瓦器被打碎。
Then the power of the treasure will have no chance to exhibit itself.
要不然这个宝贝在里面就没有机会来彰显他自己。
Now that speaks of all of us.
这就讲到我们所有的人。
We have Christ the treasure in us.
我们都有基督这宝贝在我们里面。
And the power of that treasure is going to be manifested.
而那个宝贝的能力需要被彰显出来。
But we as earthen vessels.
但是我们像瓦器一样。
And our soul is like an earthen vessel.
我们的魂就像那个瓦器一样。
And we just imprison that treasure within us.
我们把我们里面的宝贝呢好像关住了。
And we love ourselves.
我们爱自己。
And because we love ourselves,
因为我们自爱的缘故。
We refuse to be cracked.
我们就不肯有裂痕。
And we refuse to be broken.
我们拒绝被破碎。
We treasure the earthen vessel.
我们宝贝这个瓦器。
More than we treasure the treasure within the earthen vessel.
更过于在我们里面这瓦器里面的宝贝。
Now is it not true?
那岂不是真的吗？
That we all love ourselves.
我们都爱我们自己。
Even though ourselves are so ugly.
虽然我们这么丑陋。
We still love it.
我们仍然爱它。
We do not abhor it.
我们并不憎恶它。
And because we love our self-life.
因为我们爱我们的己生命。
Therefore you find Christ has no opportunity to manifest his power.
所以我们看见基督他没有机会来彰显他的这个能力。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
That's where the Holy Spirit begins to work.
那就是圣灵开始工作的时候。
The Holy Spirit will so arrange our environment.
圣灵要来安排我们的环境。
He will arrange people around us.
他要安排我们周围的人。
He will arrange our circumstances.
他要安排我们的环境。
He will arrange things to happen.
他要安排发生一些事情。
According to his wisdom.
是照着他的智慧。
He will arrange everything around us.
他要来安排在我们周围一切的事情。
In order to crack us, to break us.
好使我们有裂缝，好使我们被破碎。
So that's why you find that in every way afflicted, but not straightened.
所以在这里我们看见我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望。
In other words, sometimes we find ourselves being surrounded.
所以有的时候我们看见四面被包围了。
We have no way out.
我们没有出路。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Even though we are surrounded.
即便我们被包围了。
There is still an upward way God opened to us.
神为我们仍然开了一个向上的路。
Sometimes we find that we see no apparent issue, but our way not entirely shut up.
有的时候我们虽然心里作难了，但是我们却不至于失望。
And I like Philip's translation.
我喜欢 Philip 的传说，他的翻译。
He said, "We come to our wit's end, but not to our life's end."
他说我们来到我们自穷的时候，但是却不是来到生命的尽头。
We do not know any way out.
我们找不到路出，找不到出路了。
But somehow God opened the way up.
但是神却为我们开了一条出路。
You know, it is almost like a scenery in China.
有的时候好像在中国的风景一样。
We say that what is it?
山穷水尽。
不是这个，那个山甲不是山甲，是个贵州，贵州，
贵州
不是贵州，桂林，
桂林啊，桂林。
The scenery in Guilin surpasses all other sceneries.
桂林山水甲天下。
But 杨树，
杨树，
杨树 scenery surpasses Guilin.
杨树。山水呢，甲桂林。
Now I have been there.
我曾经去过那里。
Actually, in Yangshuo itself, there is nothing.
实际上，在阳朔那里看不见什么风景。
It is the way from Guilin to Yangshuo.
乃是从桂林去阳朔的路上。
And you have to take a boat.
你必须是搭船去。
And as the boat began to sail.
当船开动的时候
，You find you come to a point where it seems as if the river ends.
好像呢，你已经到了那个河的终点了。
But when you arrive there, you find there is a passage sideways.
但是到了那个终点，你看见旁边呢有一条路出去。
And that is where the scenery really is.
那就是我们看见真正美的风景。
And in our life, it is like that.
在我们的生活、生命中就是这样。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead us forward, and we come to a dead end.
有的时候圣灵带我们往前去呢，我们却遇到了死路。
We find that we are finished.
我们认为呢，我们完了，结束了。
But suddenly you find God opens up a way out.
但是忽然之间，我们看见神开了一条出路。
That is the way.
那就是道路，那就是那个方法。
And then it says, persecuted but not abandoned.
他然后说到遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
People may persecute us.
人可能逼迫我们。
But God will never abandon us.
但是神却从不丢弃我们。
And then cast down but not cast out.
然后打倒了却不致死亡。
I like Philip's translation again.
我再次喜欢 Philip 的翻译。
He said knock down but not knock out.
他说被打倒了而不是出局了。
You know, in boxing, you may be knocked down.
我们知道，在拳击赛里面可能被击倒了。
But you are not knocked out yet.
但是我们还没有出局。
You stand up again.
我们还可以站起来。
And continue to fight.
继续再征战。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I believe we have all gone through such experiences.
我深信呢，我们都经过过这样的经历。
You know, these are the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
我们因为这乃是圣灵的安排。
Why is it that he put you in such a condition?
为什么圣灵把我们放在这样的光景中呢？
He has a purpose behind it.
在背后他有一个目的。
He wants to break you.
他要破碎我们。
To break your self-life.
他要把我们的己生命破碎。
That Christ may be manifested.
好叫基督能够得着彰显。
So the Bible said,You bear in your body the dying of Jesus.
所以圣经上面告诉我们说我们身上带着耶稣基督的死。
And in the original, it has the meaning of you bear in your body the putting to death of Jesus.
在原文里面有一个意思是说，在我们身上呢，带着耶稣被致死的。
The death of our Lord Jesus has a power.
主耶稣的那个致死有一个能力。
His death is able.To put you to death.
他的死能够把我致死。
Who wants to die?
谁愿意死呢？
Who is willing to die?
谁肯死呢？
But the death of our Lord Jesus has the power to put you to death.
但是我们主耶稣基督的死有那个能力把我们置于死地。
That the life of Jesus may be manifested in you.
好叫主耶稣基督的生命能够从你我身上彰显出来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
This is the way.
这就是道路。
That God has provided for us.
神为我们所预备的。
To break us down that he may build us up.
来破碎拆毁我们好建立我们。
What is built down is ourselves.
被破碎被拆毁的是我们的己。
And what is built up is Christ.
被建立起来的乃是基督。
And there is no other way.
没有别的道路。
If you try to keep your life, you lose it.
你试着保守自己的生命来运用它。
If you're willing to lose your self-life in this world for the sake of Christ and for the gospel's sake.
若是你肯在这个世上为着主和福音的缘故舍弃自己的生命。
Then you will gain it to eternity.
那么我们就要得着它直到永生。
You will inherit the kingdom of the heavens.
我们就能够承受天国。
And now we would like to analyze it a little more.
现在我们要再进一步的来分析它。
We will see how the cross will deal with every aspect of your soul life.
我们要来看十字架如何对付我们魂生命的每一方面。
Your soul life, yourself, is expressed in your emotion.
我们的魂生命，我们的己，从我们的情感流露出来。
Who is using your emotion?
谁在用我们的情感呢?
It is yourself, your soul life, that is using your emotion.
乃是你的自己，你的魂生命来运用这个情感。
So your emotion expresses yourself.
所以你的情感就流露你的自己。
Your emotion is different from the other one.
你我的情感和别人的是不同的。
And then at the same time you find it is our mind, our thinking, that expresses ourselves.
同样的，我们发现我们的我们的心思意念来表达我们的魂生命。
And it is our will, our desire, our opinion that expresses ourselves.
并且也是我们的意志，我们的意见，我们的欲望来表达我们的己，我们的魂生命。
And we will see how the cross will work in these areas.
我们要来看十字架在这些方面呢怎样做工。
If you will turn to Matthew,
请我们翻开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音十章。
We'll read from verse 37.
我们从三十七节开始读。
You know, our Lord Jesus told his disciples.
我们看见主耶稣向门徒们说。
He said, now do not think that I come to send peace upon the world.
他说不要认为我来是要地上太平。
He said, I have not come to send peace, but a sword.
他说我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
For I have come to set a man at variance with his father and with his daughter, and the daughter with her mother, and the daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law.
因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。
And they of his household shall be a man's enemies.
人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
Now 37
节。
He who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter above me is not worthy of me.
爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
He that finds his life, that is his soul, self life, shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it.
得着生命的，这个生命就是他的魂己的生命，将要失丧生命。为我失丧生命的，将要得着生命。
Our Lord Jesus know that our soul life, our self, needs to be purified.
我们的主耶稣知道，我们的魂生命，我们的己，是需要被炼净的。
Even in this matter of love, human love, which is the highest, noblest expression.
即便是在我们的爱，在人的爱的里面，就是最高尚、最高贵的爱里面。
You find behind it is self.
我们发现在那背后乃是己。
It is not pure love.
那不是纯净的爱。
It is governed by selfishness.
它乃是被己和自私所管制的。
So our Lord Jesus wants to purify even our emotion.
所以主甚至连我们的情感，他也要来炼净、洁净它。
So he said that if you love your father or mother, brother or sister, husband or wife, children, even your own life, you are not worthy of me.
所以主耶稣说，若是你爱父母，爱过于爱我的，若是你爱你的丈夫、妻子、儿女或者兄弟姊妹过于爱我的，甚至是你爱你自己的生命过于爱我的，都不配做我的门徒。
You know, this is a very strict demand.
我们知道这是一个非常严格的要求。
If you want to follow the Lord,
若是我们要跟从主，
If you want to be like your Lord,
若是我们盼望像我们的主，
You have to love Him above all these loves.
我们要需要爱他过于这一切的爱。
So sometimes you find after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
所以有的时候我们发现在我们信了主耶稣之后，
There will be timesWhen the Holy Spirit will so arrange our circumstances.
会有一些时候圣灵安排我们的环境。
Now God wants us to love our father and mother.
神是要我们爱我们的父母。
Because this is the first commandment with promise.
因为这乃是第一个带着应许的诫命。
In the Old Testament time, if a child does not love his father or mother,
在旧约时代，若是一个孩子不爱他的父母，
even curse his father and mother,
甚至若是他咒诅他的父母，
he should be killed.
他就要被除灭。
So we find that God wants us to love our father or mother.
所以神要我们爱我们的父母亲。
But God wants to purify our love from self.
但是神却要炼净我们那从己里面出来的爱。
So there will be times,
所以会有一些时候，
whenThe demand of our Lord Jesus and the demand of our parents seem to cut across each other.
就是我们主耶稣在我们身上的要求和我们父母亲对我们的要求有了冲突，他们有了交叉。
And when you find such situation, what will you do?
当我们在这样的光景中，我们会怎样做呢？
Will you love the Lord even more than love your father or mother?
我们会爱主更多过爱我们的父母亲吗？
It doesn't mean that you should not love your father and mother.
那并不意味着我们就不爱我们父母亲了。
But do you love the Lord more than your father and mother?
但是你爱主胜过爱父母亲吗？
You will follow the Lord or you will follow your parents.
你要跟从主呢，还是跟从你的父母呢？
If your parents said,You should not believe in the Lord Jesus.
若是你的父母亲跟你说，你不应该相信主耶稣。
Now, will you just obey your parents or you obey the Lord Jesus?
你会顺服你的父母还是顺服主耶稣呢？
And you find a cross is constituted.
我们在 那里就发现了，那交织成一个十字架。
And the Lord calls us to take up our cross and follow Him.
神在主在这里呼召我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
So death will come into the love side of your self life.
所以在那里我们看见，我们己生命里面爱的那一部分。
So that our love may be purified.
所以我们的爱能够被炼净。
And Christ will be able to express through our love.
好叫基督能够借着我们的爱被流露出来。
That is concerning our emotion.
那是关于我们的情感。
Then you turn to Matthew chapter 16.
然后我们翻到马太十六章。
In Matthew 16, our Lord Jesus God revealed our Lord Jesus to his disciples.
在马太福音十六章，我们看见父神将我们的主耶稣基督启示给他的门徒。
And our Lord Jesus revealed the church to his disciples.
我们的主就将他的教会启示给他的门徒。
And then following that, he said, I must go to Jerusalem and be killed. But on the third day, I will be raised from the dead.
接下来他指示门徒们说，他必须上耶路撒冷去，并且在那里被杀，第三天以后要复活。
And then you see what Peter did.
我们看见保罗就怎么做呢？
And Peter.
彼得，对不起。
Peter got hold of the Lord and maybe shook him a little bit.
彼得就拉着主，甚至他摇着主说，
Don't do that.
他说你不能这样做。
You should not die.
你不能死。
And our Lord turned back and said, Satan, get behind me.
我们主耶稣转过来对他说，撒旦退我后边去吧。
Because you're not mindful of the things of God, but you're mindful of the things of man.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
And immediately following that,
立刻接下来，
In verse 24,
在二十四节里，
Then Jesus said to his disciples,
耶稣对门徒们说，
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
And there you find our Lord Jesus is dealing with our natural mind.
在这里我们看见主耶稣乃是对付我们天然的心思。
The mind of Peter is self-centered.
彼得的心思乃是以自己为中心的。
He did not want Jesus to go to the cross and die.
他不要主耶稣上十字架被杀受害。
Because he himself didn't want to do that.
因为他自己不愿意。
So you find that behind that mind is self.
所以我们看见在那个意念背后呢乃是己。
So our Lord dealt with that.
所以主就对付他。
Because behind self is Satan.
因为在己的背后乃是撒旦。
So we must learn to take up our cross in this area of our mind.
所以我们必须要在我们心思的这一方面来背起十字架。
In order that we may be delivered from it.
好叫我们能够从它里面被拯救出来。
And then you turn to Luke 14.
然后我们请翻到路加十四章。
In Luke 14, our Lord Jesus turned to the crowds and said,
在路加十四章里面，我们的主向众人说，
If anyone come to me and shall not hate his own father and mother and wives and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And whosoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciples.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And then following, he said, You sit down and count your cost.
接下来主说到，你坐下来计算你的花费。
Are you able to pay the cost of following me?
你能够付跟随我的代价吗？
Are you able to forsake all and follow me?
你是否能够丢弃一切来跟从我呢？
Not just being stirred up emotionally for a moment.
不仅仅是一时中间情感里面被激动了。
You sit down and count the cost.
你要坐下来计算。
So that you make your decision.
计算代价好使你能够做那个决定。
That is to say, our will has to be purified.
那告诉我们说，我们的意志需要被炼净。
Now, if you are willing to do that,
若是你真是甘愿这样做，
He will give you the power to do it.
他要赐给我们能力能够做到。
If you are not willing to do that,
若是我们不愿意，
then you will not experience His surpassing greatness of power.
我们就没有办法经历他那莫大的能力。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Why is it the Lord calls us to take up our cross and follow Him?
为什么主要呼召我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他呢？
It is because by doing that, the self-life, the life of the very soul of the flesh may die.
那乃是因着要叫我们的己生命，就是我们魂生命里面的那个生命，能够被致死。
And the life of Christ within us may be released and may be manifested.
好叫在我们里面基督的生命得着释放，并且得着彰显。
So what comes out of you, it will be Christ and not yourself.
所以从你我里面出来的，不再是自己，乃是基督。
So first of all, the Lord said,
所以首先主就说，
deny yourself.
要否认，要舍己。
Our brother have already mentioned about this.
我们弟兄们已经谈到这件事。
Giving up your right.
放下自己的权利。
Deny yourself.
否认，舍己。
Peter denied the wrong person.
彼得呢，他否认了不对的人。
He should deny himself.
他应该否认自己。
But he denied Christ.
但是他却否认了基督。
And how often we are doing the same thing.
许多时候我们也做同样的事。
Brothers and sisters, who can deny himself?
弟兄姊妹们，谁会否认自己呢？
No one can.
没有一个人能。
You know, Martin Luther said, I'm not afraid of the popes and the cardinals.
马丁路德曾经说，他我不怕教皇和主教们。
I am afraid of the Pope within me.
我怕的是我里面的那个教皇。
Is myself.
那就是我的自己。
I'm afraid of that.
我最怕他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Do we like Job?
我们是不是像约珥呢？
Job said, I.
约伯。
I abhor myself.
约伯说，我恨恶我的自己。
How can we do that?
我们怎么可以做到呢？
Unless we see the Lord Jesus.
除非我们看见主耶稣。
If he should reveal himself to us.
若他将他自己启示给我们。
Nothing is impossible.
没有一件事是办不到的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
When we were having the Lord's table this morning.
今天早晨当我们在主的桌子前。
During the last few days, we have talked about Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
过去几天我们谈到主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But at the Lord's table,
但是来到主的桌子前，
Jesus Christ and His crucified are openly exhibited before us.
基督并他钉十字架在这里公然地展示出来。
He reveals himself to us.
他把他自己启示给我们。
If we see him,
我们是否看见了他？
Nothing is impossible.
若是我们看见他，就没有不可能的事。
If we see him, we will deny ourselves.
若是我们看见了他，我们就能舍己。
If we do not see him,
若是我们没有看见他，
we cannot deny ourselves.
我们不可能舍己。
Job saw the glory of God.
约伯看见了神的荣耀。
So he abhorred himself.
所以他恨恶他的自己。
And repented in dust and ashes.
他在灰尘中懊悔。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
We need to see our Lord.
我们需要看见我们的主。
We need to see His bleeding hand.
我们需要看见他流血的手。
We need to see His bleeding feet.
我们也需要看见他流血的脚。
We need to see His bleeding head.
我们需要看见他流血的头。
We need to see the blood and water coming out of His side.
我们需要看见血和水从他肋旁流出来。
We need to hear him say, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
我们需要听见他呼喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
We need to see his love.
我们需要看见他的爱。
And only his love can constrain us to deny ourselves.
唯有他的爱能够激励我们否认自己。
And make us willing.To take up our cross and follow Him.
使我们甘愿背起我们的十字架来跟从他。
So may the Lord help us.
所以愿主帮助我们。
That we may not only know that our old man was crucified with Christ.
使我们不仅知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
But we who are of Christ have crucified the flesh.With his passions and lusts.
并且我们属基督耶稣的人，我们的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲已经与他同钉十字架了。
And we will be willing to lose our self-life for Christ's sake.
并且我们为着基督的缘故，甘愿丧失我们的己生命。
That we may follow him.
好使我们能跟从他。
So may the Lord.Lead us in the days ahead.
愿主在前面的日子引导我们。
May He always be before our eyes.
愿他一直在我们的眼前。
And if we look off unto Jesus,
好叫我们望断以至于主耶稣。
By His love, by His grace,
借着他的爱和恩典
we will be able.To follow him.
我们能够跟从他。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, a sight of thee is all that we need.
亲爱的主啊，看见你是我们所需要的。
Reveal thyself to us.
求你将你自己启示给我们。
That we may all rise up, forsake all, take up our cross, and follow thee.
好叫我们能够起来，撇下一切，背起我们自己的十字架来跟从你。
Where you are, there.By thy grace, we will be.
你在哪里？借着你的恩典，我们也要在哪里。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.